Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. This is going to be a very interesting program. I know people who listen to this show regularly will recognize the names of these gentlemen I have, but I don't think I've had you all together. I've had you individually. We got Essi Maksoud and Sharam Mazhari. They're both long-time citizens of Rock Hill and the good old United States of America, but both of them heralded from Iran. And we have talked about this time and time again, what's going on over there. But particularly now, this is 101 days, exactly, since we launched an all-out front against Iran. We all know that's been stopped now for a period of weeks, probably a month or more. How many months, Essi?
2 months.
2 months now? Waiting to see what the heck the next step is going to happen. And based on what happened last night, I'm surprised we haven't pulled the trigger already. But anyway, let's do some introductions. Essi, tell everybody a little bit about you, if you would, please.
Essi Maksoud, I was born and raised in Iran, and after high school and my military service, I came to the United States to pursue my education and go back. That was early 1978. And couple years after that, a lot of people know by now, the revolution started in Iran was 1979, and the regime at that time, Pahlavi regime, was overthrown by the brutal, criminal regime of the current regime, Islamic Republic. But anyways, a couple years after I was here, and of course the war had started, I had planned to finish, my brother and I, we were planned to finish and go back. But we were advised by our beloved mother, no.
Stay where you are.
Stay where you are.
Yeah.
Especially since you have done your military service, you would be the first one on the front line. Just like they took your brother, who was a nuclear physics engineer, and he got killed.
Oh, my.
Brother-in-law was a high commanding officer in the Navy, got killed. So there was no need for us to go back. But anyways.
So that was how many years ago?
Things.
50 years ago?
Close to it.
Close to 50 years ago.
47 years ago. Yes, sir.
Well.
So what I want to talk about is.
Hold on before we get talking. I got to introduce the other guy here.
Absolutely.
You remember him? Sharam? Sharam Mazhari?
No, he was hitchhiking on the side.
He's hitchhiking on the side. Picked him up.
A couple of times before.
Okay, Sharam.
Thank you and WRHI for this opportunity. We almost feel like this is a second home to us. And all the support that your station has given to this cause so we can come and talk about the current situation in Iran. Similar to Essi, I've been here a long time. Almost 50 years living in the United States, came here post high school, went to school, and been working and, you know, residing in Rock Hill since 1984.
Now, a professor at York Technical College, been there for years and years, Essie has been in the catering business for as long as I can remember. And you worked at Winthrop,
too. Director of food service at Winthrop for a few years.
See, I forget all these things.
That's right.
Okay. Now, it's incredible to me that we still have in the world community a regime like exists in Iran. The brutality over there is just unimaginable. When I hear stories and see the news reports about how they just walk the streets and kill people and stack them up like cordwood, butt naked in the streets for people to see, to make sure they understand that the Iran Revolutionary Guard, the IRGC, is in control, and that's the way things are going to be. It's just amazing to me that this continues. All right, so we enter the United States, and a guy by the name of Donald Trump. He keeps telling them, you're not going to have a nuclear weapon. You're not going to have a nuclear weapon. You're not going to have a nuclear weapon. And he backed it up by sending a whole bunch of B-2 bombers over there, and they took out what they thought was the nuclear installations. Not good enough. Not good enough. A couple of months later, here they are. They're back at it. And so we've been back at it. We've had a pause in the action right now, as you said, Essie, for probably close to 2 months. And everybody's kind of wondering, you know, what's going on? He says he wants to make a treaty. He says he's close to a treaty. Nobody knows really what's going on. Even he admits, we don't even know who we're talking to over there. You know, one day we're talking to this group, the next day we're talking to this group. And then everybody knows the history of putting a deal together with those in control over there. Are they ever going to honor it? How long before they will break it up and do what they want to do? What am I missing here? Am I missing anything?
Well, what our president is and our politicians are repeating and repeating that we're going under the nuclear material that they have compiled over the years. But they missed the boat. What about the people? What about the people of Iran? They're human. And they're being treated worse than wild animals by this regime.
Right.
You know, in 48 hours, they shut down the internet, they shut down the country, and they killed 40,000 plus
incredible.
Men, women, young children, and piled them up, as you said, and with the bulldozer, pushed them into wherever. Yeah. And then if you wanted your relative's body to give him a respect and bury him, you had to go in there, find them, and pay a ransom in order to get the body. What is the humanity?
There is none. Absolutely none.
So, and, you know, when this begun, the world stood up. And we had hope. We, as Iranian, inside Iran and outside Iran, all over the world, we had hope something was going to happen. 101 years ago, when the United States attacked and started the war in Iran, and they killed some of the head of the snakes.
Oh, yeah.
We were hoping that they would go after the rest of them. But unfortunately, we don't know what happened. The European Union got quiet. The world got quiet. United States got quiet. Why? What was the goal? What is your main goal? Just go after finding the nuclear pile, which they say it's not even there. They have moved them around. Who knows where they are?
Absolutely. What's your take, Sharam?
It's a great question that you ask. I just want to make 2 points very clear that listeners or whoever is thinking about Iran and looking at the Iranian situation, they should strongly separate the Iranian people from the regime that is in power.
Right.
This regime is the biggest enemy of the Iranians. If they have nuclear weaponry, the first place that they would use it would be against the Iranian people. So as we sit here and talk about the controlling the missile production, if we sit here and talk about the nuclear weaponry and the nuclear development in Iran, as Essie indicated, the biggest piece of this that is forgotten by big powers and the international media is the Iranian people. Nobody's talking about the suffering that the Iranian people are going through. Nobody's talking about the economic implications and ramifications of what's going on. Since the war itself, according to the Islamic Republic's statistics, between 2 to 4 million people have become unemployed. 2 to 4 million people in a nation that has 90 million population. That's huge. And you and I were talking about the other day about the inflation. So we'll talk about that a little bit. But President Trump indicated for people to pour onto the streets. And he said help is on the way. He did not hold on to that promise. Iranians were dancing on the streets. We were out there protesting and supporting President Trump because we thought that he's going to be the man of his word. So millions of people poured onto the streets, and within less than 48 hours, as was indicated, at least 40,000 people were killed because this regime does not care about even killing 500,000 people, a million people. So I am so glad that the casualties are not a lot more than that, but to wrap your head around 40,000 people in 48 hours, that's a lot of people. That's astronomic. One person dies in the United States and the whole nation erupts. Imagine about 40,000 people being killed.
You know, they always say we learn from history. And this just is like Nazi Germany all over again.
Yes, worse.
And the United States kind of stood by during World War II, didn't believe all these reports about Jews being killed and burned in ovens and all this kind of stuff. And then all of a sudden, when we liberated Europe, we found out exactly what was going on. And here we are today with modern technology. We can see exactly what's going on. By all the telescopes up in space, we know exactly what's going on. We see this horrific way that people are being treated. And I'm with you. I don't understand why we didn't continue the momentum. We had it going.
We had it going,
and then we stopped. And the only thing that makes any sense to me is that maybe Trump was worried about civilian casualties. Well, I got that. But tell me one war ever in history of mankind.
War is not fun.
No, war is not fun.
You're going to have casualty. Yeah. You're going to have sufferings. You know, we have seen it over, you know, and the history shows over the centuries, war is not fun, but this should have not stopped, and it shouldn't stop, especially since last night or yesterday evening, the Iranian government, the IRGC, started all over with Israel. They should not stop. We need to cut off the head of the snake. And if those, I'm going to say this, it is not going to be pleasant what I'm going to say. The countries around the Persian Gulf, the nations around the Persian Gulf, those Arabs, they want this regime to stay there, because if they move and Iran start making progress, they scared to get behind. That is the fact. That is the fact. If you look at the progress that was made during Pahlavi's regime, his father, and Mohammad Reza Pahlavi, and how much progress was made in that country, and where Iran was.
Oh, yes, my gosh. I mean, when you think about where, I mean, I can remember, and I told this story on the air, back in, I guess it was 1980, when Ronald Reagan took office. I happened to live in Maryland at that time. I went to the inauguration. I was staying at least 1,000 yards away from, all I could see was Nancy Reagan's red coat and her red hat. That was it. But I had a radio on my ear, and all the hostages had been loaded into a jet. It was sitting at the end of the runway, and Iran would not allow that plane to go off until the oath of office was finished, and Reagan said, "So help me God."
Yeah.
And there we are. So what do you, I mean, what do you make out of this, Sharam?
Well, I'm sitting here and listening to both of you and kind of reminiscing through 47 years of atrocities committed by this regime, not only toward Iranians, but across the world.
And to Americans. How many people they killed?
Over 1,000 Americans have gotten killed because of this regime.
Yeah.
47 years of chanting death to America, death to Israel, and have killed numerous Americans for the past 47 years, have sponsored, this regime is the largest sponsor of terrorism in the world as a state. But we have remained silent. What have we got in return? According to CBS News, as I was listening to yesterday, the United States has spent at least $100 billion during this war.
During this last
war. What have we accomplished? What are we going to tell the American public after they signed a peace treaty, a so-called peace treaty? This regime, Manning, must go. This regime is their overthrow has been long overdue. What does it serve? This regime does not serve the community. To sit across from a terrorist and shaking their hands and saying, "We're going to sign a treaty." You know, they're going to lie. They're going to cheat their way through. They're going to continue to kill Iranians. They will continue to sponsor attacks on the Israelis. You know, this regime, this regime cares more about Lebanese than it cares about Iranians. The reason they pulled out of the first time, to pull out of the peace treaty, was because Israel was bombing Lebanon. Okay? Whether that is right or wrong, that is not the topic that concerns Iranians. The reason the Iranian regime does not want Lebanon to be bombed is because Hezbollah is there.
That's exactly right.
That's a proxy. Another thing that the viewers should understand, that Iran has become a proxy war between the United States and China. We thought that, well, you know, we're going to go bomb Iran, and it's going to be like Venezuela, and we're going to pull Khamenei out, you know.
Yeah.
So it didn't answer. So that was a wrong planning. And I honestly think that we do not have an exit strategy. The exit strategy, if it means after spending all this money, after spending, you know,
people,
countless lives, destruction of trillions of dollars in Iran, if we pull out and this regime is still in power, we have badly failed. And that's a bad foreign policy.
Okay, with that, we're going to have to take a mid-program break and remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk.
Before you go.
Go ahead.
This past time, as Sharam said, they killed 40,000 plus people. Promise you, if there is a peace treaty, this regime, the next time when people stand up for their rights, they will kill 500,000 or 1,000,000. And they said it. We will destroy this country if we have to leave.
Whew. Well, on that happy note, we're going to go ahead and take our mid-program break. Remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. And by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill, online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Piedmont Medical Network, a community built on care. And you can find out more online at PiedmontMedicalNetwork.com. Okay, you guys, you know what to do here. All right, pay attention here. Pay attention. You're in my classroom now, right? Fresh subs and salads, we do that. We do that 6 days a week. And how we do it is in the white letters, and we're all going to chime it out together at the count of three. Are you ready over there, Robert? 1, 2, 3.
Slice. Garden.
Not bad. A little weak.
Charlie.
Charlie.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
Substation 2 is excellent. It's fresh. The buns just feel like they came out of the oven, and you can't beat the deli meat.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Piedmont Medical Center is evolving to care for you, starting with a new name and look. Join us as we enter a new chapter as Piedmont Medical Network. For more than 40 years, we've provided comprehensive care for our community. Today, we're home to 2 hospitals, 4 emergency departments, and hundreds of compassionate physicians dedicated to caring for you. We are Piedmont Medical Network. Find a doctor at piedmontmedicalnetwork.com/about.
Start your journey with a new auto loan. Get on the road with an auto loan from Founders Federal Credit Union. From city streets to off-road trails, your journey begins here. Our competitive rates can get you on the road in a ride that fits your lifestyle and budget, with no payments for up to 90 days. You can apply for a pre-approved spending limit valid for 30 days before you start shopping. Visit one of our many convenient office locations or go to foundersfcu.com/auto to apply for an auto loan today. Membership qualification required. See webpage for details.
Don't resign your retirement plan to some rule of thumb. Your own personal retirement is unique to you and your family. Give our common sense investing approach a shot. Anderson Griggs Investments, a genuine money manager right here in Rock Hill. 324-5044 or online at andersongriggs.com.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
I like the lunch special pricing.
I like the bread, good prices, and location.
Man, it's just utterly delicious.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Essie Maksud is with us along with his buddy Sharam Mazari. And as Essie said, I can't relax talking about this, bro. Okay, I think people here in Rock Hill need to understand that the very fact that you two guys are here talking publicly about this is being done at great risk to your own families who are still over there in Iran. True? False?
It is absolutely true. Both of us and our families have been threatened numerous times. But we're here, and we understand the risk, and also understand that 90 million people have been taken hostages in Iran. And this is a regime that, especially now that they fear they're going to be overthrown, they will do anything necessary to keep themselves in power. And are we worried? We are. But we're worried about the entire population of Iran, not just our families.
So, to your knowledge, does somebody over there in Iran know that you guys are talking on the radio?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's not just the radio. We've been all over the news. You know, we've conducted so many protests and organized events where to kind of crystallize and show and to people the atrocities committed by this regime against humanity. We just can't remain silent, despite all the tears that we have to shed, despite all the anger that it kind of builds up in your body, and you got to channelize it somehow. And by telling the truth to the American people that this regime must go. And this regime has to go in its entirety. You cannot keep certain one of them and discuss, you know, peace with them. This regime has to go if we want 47 years of threat to the world to be gone.
And SEU said that right here in the United States of America, there are groups of people?
Not right here in the United States, but my friend, right here in Carolinas, we have cells that they are still working with the Islamic Republic, and they're on their payroll. And we here, not just Sharam and myself, the ones that are, we're standing up for the right of people in Iran, and we're voicing our opinion. That's why we're sitting over here, because we want the people in city of Rock Hill in York County to know what this government is about. Okay, we worry about, you know, we got a little bit out of shape because the gas prices went up, the price of the goods has gone up last, you know, few months. But by George, just think about this. I'm going to bring an example to you. When I left Iran, when I exchanged the rial with dollar, I paid 67 rial for a dollar. 67 rial.
Yeah.
Today, a dollar is equal to over 2 million rial.
Oh, my God.
Woo. And you're talking inflation?
Woo.
You're talking about the guy that is working for government or working in a private sector. How can he live? How can he survive? No, friend, it's not 70% inflation. It is 1,070% inflation.
All right, so your family, you know, they cut the internet on, they cut the internet off. So yes. You don't have any direct contact with them, or you try not to have direct contact with them? You talk through other people? That's how you find out what's going on?
Sometimes in order to not give the regime a chance to hurt our families, we have to have indirect communications.
Right.
So once we have a direct communication and they label us as villains, we're not villains. We're talking about human rights. We're not, neither Essie and I are, we're not politicians. We're just average citizens that cry for human rights, that cry for social justice and humanity. So, but they label us as villains, and there are reports that have been made about us that indicate that we're trying to harm the government and all of that. We're just being the voices of the Iranian people whose internet is cut off, whose communication system is cut down, who is, even landlines are cut off across Iran itself. It's hurting business, it's hurting schools, hurting education and every facet of life. So if you want all of that to be gone, I still feel that Donald Trump is the only president that can push this government out and once and for all make the Iranian, create an arena like a vacuum of power in Iran where the Iranian people can push this regime over once and for all. Iranians don't want boots on the ground. We don't want American or Israeli soldiers roaming up and down the streets of Shiraz and Tehran and Tabriz, but we want a little help from the international community to allow the Iranians to topple this regime.
Gentlemen, we got to stop. I could go on for hours.
Absolutely.
On this.
Yeah.
We will get you back, I promise, as developments continue to occur. Essie Maqsood and Sharam Mazhari, thank you for being here. Thank you for everything you're doing to try to support your country.
Thank you for giving us the opportunity. Yeah.
Thank you for the opportunity.
It's the least we can do.
Enlighten the people.
And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. All right, there is no excuse for the second time around. Fresh subs and salads, 6 days a week. If you can read the King's English, the white letters at the count of three out loud. Are we ready? 1, 2, 3.
Slice, slice, slice.
Not bad. Have yourself a wonderful day.
Charlie,
Charlie, Charlie. Bye-bye.